This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I want you to know the level of excellence we're going to get from Corey Majors today.
Dude, I want you to know the run sheet last year on this day said your complete overreactions to the Rangers season opening loss or win.
It's a good segment that will always work. But Corey goes, man, that break didn't feel too long. But here we are. And Alec and I just looked at each other like, the hell are we supposed to do with that?
What does that mean?
It was just an observation more than it was a conversation piece.
Okay. It is also a shout out Friday. Oof. Man, this is going to be a long day.
I haven't had anything to drink yet.
Okay. It is. That feels doubtful. It is a shout out Friday, 877-881-1053. Franklin and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to get involved in the conversation or hit us up on the Twitch or hit us up on the YouTube, go ahead and give me cut number 2 and we could pretend like everything yesterday was positive.
The 0-1 is hit sharply up the middle and into center, a base hit. Berger hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. Rafaela's throw goes to third. Berger scores the first run of the season, and Texas leads 1-0.
All right. I want your complete, just like I did in 2024. Guess what? Spoiler alert. Day after opening day in 2026, same thing is going to be on the run sheet. All right. Positive, negative, your complete overreactions to the season opener from the 214. Sign David Robertson to a deferred contract. Look,
yeah,
I'm not against that whatsoever. I feel like I got tricked, Alec. And we talked about it yesterday. I was like, hey, I know it's spring training and I should just relax. But holy crap, the bullpen looked kind of awesome, especially the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, don't worry. First chance we get, not so good.
And that was the question I had. Like, we had that, I don't know if it was on air or off air conversation of, hey, I know it is, but what is real high leverage in spring training? You know, like when do you really have that moment that you can make like real?
It's a fair question.
And you're putting him in 6th, 7th innings and stuff like that. And maybe there's one run, but man, he's going up against a minor leaguer, you know, or he's going up against a B guy.
Fair.
And so whenever you finally saw it, you know, they get on that mound, the stadium's bigger, everything's a little bit different. Going to take some getting used to for that group. But Kevin, the positive they can still go 161-1. So, like, that's still in play. And then you win the World Series, and then you try harder next year. Like, that's still a positive.
But if I still want to be there for that conversation where you're like, all right, you guys did pretty good.
No, we're pretty good last year, guys. But, you know, the serious part of that is it is a series now. Try to win the series. Like, that's the approach okay. now. Like, the whole mindset of opening day is really like, all right, we're putting our best team against your best team. And like that, we built everything we can. And day one, let's see what we got. And then now you make adjustments or you say, okay, it's all right. We're rolling the next one out the next day. The thing I love about Bochy is he's not going to panic and he's not going to be like, ah, and Chris Young's going to be like, all right, guys, we had questions about our bullpen. We still have questions. Bochy and Maddux are probably going to say, those questions still exist, but let's float out a couple more times and see how it goes. And then we'll kind of recover from that. So there is, again, still went the series, and you still have plenty of opportunities to win the season. I just need those bats to come back alive, man, because I was expecting a lot more runs than this.
We did ask for overreactions from the 903. I guess there's always next year for the Texas Rangers. Now, I mean, look. I'm not going to say that is incorrect because I did ask for overreactions. That is very reacty. And I think that they're going to get back to 500 today.
From the 8-1, did you see the 817? Shout out to my whole section.
Oh, no.
At the game, we were good and rowdy and booed the hell out of Bregman. It was great.
I hope that that person who said they were thinking about going by themselves yesterday follows up with us and they like. They ended up going, and they made some new friends and everything like that.
And I hope the Tolo that I did not ignore you. He said hello to me, and I was trying to get back for an interview, and I had to pee.
Oh, dear.
So there was a lot of chaos there, and it was a stressful day for me. But I appreciate you, and I love you, and you have an amazing beard. I just want to put it out that way.
Okay.
That beard was amazing.
All right. I like it. I like it. Shout out to PJ Washington for supporting the Rangers, wearing that Rangers jersey yesterday from the 817. I like it from the 903. Obviously, my overreaction is we need to cut Luke Jackson.
Call up Teodo?
Yeah.
Is that the
You know what's funny? Move? 903 was Luke Jackson. 425 is call up Emiliano Teodo immediately.
All right, so Luke Jackson, we had a Braves fan warn us, and multiple fans texted in and were like, hey, guys, Luke Jackson in high leverage, don't trust him. And we were like, all right, you know, we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to what Boach and Maddux have decided off of spring training. And then it was kind of a surprise yesterday when I'm driving home, and Eric Nadel is talking to Bochy, and Bochy's like, here's the order. We're going to go with Robert Garcia, Martin, then Luke Jackson as your closer. My eyebrows raised real big whenever I heard that yesterday. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And that's on the pregame show. By the way, wonderful work yesterday. I loved the way it sounded yesterday. I was driving home listening. It had great energy. The pregame, Jared did a wonderful job. They incorporated Mike. Elvis Andrus was involved. I really enjoyed the pregame show right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I really enjoyed the Rangers Sports Network broadcast. I thought their presentation was wonderful yesterday. Yeah. So that's not an overreaction. That's just a lineup right there. But, man, these bats, I'm afraid. I am definitely afraid that they're not going to be able to put you in position so that you don't have to use Luke Jackson too often. That's where I'm afraid of right now.
From the 903, get back to 500. Kevin, are you kidding me? It's over. Nobody knows.
That's the great thing about opening day is the overreaction definitely is there. It's going to be tough from the 214 Braves fan. Jackson's just a one-trick pony. If he locates the slider, he's untouchable. When he's off, he walks and leaves hangers. And Josh Young didn't help him yesterday with whenever he had the error while he was running on that ball and it skipped out into left field. That didn't help because that set up a couple more runs there. But you got to get those done. You got to get out of that inning and give the bats an opportunity.
From the 817, wanted to know if we had an update on Seager. And this is a fair thing. I think he's fine, but you'll find that out for sure when the lineup comes out. Because yesterday, as we were just talking about, they wanted Seager and Peterson in the lineup today with Seager at shortstop and Peterson also in the lineup. So if for any reason that's not the case, well, you're going to know that something is off with Seager.
There was a moment yesterday late in the game where Seager grounded into a double play And I was like, don't run.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard. Is that, that's weird for me to feel okay. That way about it. I'm like, don't try to leg this one out. And you could see he tried to push it at 1 second, and then he was just like, it might be smarter for me just to get to first, but not push it too hard. The other thing I really like, Kevin, Jake Berger over at first base.
Okay.
I like me some Jake Berger at the one bag, dude.
All right. What, anything in particular? Do you
that
just
first play when it got hit down the line and he snagged it and was like, "Hey, Evaldi, I got you." Because it wasn't there. I believe 2 years ago, Nate Lowe mentioned that Evaldi told him $100 for every time he doesn't take the ball to the bag. He says, every time you throw the ball to me and let me get the out at first, $100 to you.
Okay.
Because he takes such great pride in his defense.
Right, right.
So that was really cool yesterday. You could even see that moment where Jake Berger and him had it, and he gave him the, and they were laughing together.
I want to make this clear, and then I want to bounce over to you, Alec. I see all of these people texting in about whether it's Luke Jackson or the bullpen or whatever. I want to make sure you know, even though we don't read every single one of them at this moment, you're right. We've been talking about the bullpen all off season, and then they really lit it up in spring training, and so it's kind of tough because you're like, okay, that's really awesome, but at the same time, like, spring training, and we talked about how, you know, Rugi would have been a Hall of Famer if it was for spring training. Yeah. And so the first opportunity you see in literally a game that was in the balance and the bullpen blows it and you can't help but, like, you know, kind of have worst case scenario going on in your head.
I was kind of singing Hello Darkness, My Old Friend to myself once we got into the bullpen, because I was starting to get some of those flashbacks from those moments late in the 2023 season where things really started to fall apart. You didn't really know who was doing what, who was good at what. At one point for half a season, you thought Will Smith was an elite closer, and then he was unpitchable in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, like, I was starting to get those flashbacks. That was my overreaction, was, oh crap, here we go again. Just with anybody not named your starting pitcher, you're going to have problems. But I will say, all things considered, I did like what I saw from Chris Martin. And not just pitching-wise, I thought his walkout song was awesome, too. He came out to Big X the Plug, and as an older guy with gray hairs, I thought that was cool. But, I thought that he you know, made it through adversity pretty smoothly, and I thought that he presented himself, like, reintroduced himself really to the Ranger fans in a good way, because he got in some hot water for a second. He escaped unscathed. Ultimately, the fist pump, the little bit of excitement afterwards after he got out of that jam. I think he's going to end up being the veteran guy in that bullpen that you rely on the most and that you trust the most. Does he give you the results every single time? Probably not. But I think he ends up being the guy that you can say, all right, I don't feel as bad seeing his name get called going into a commercial break.
Now, I wanted to go back to another positive, because I have seen a couple of people, here we go, from the 817. Kevin Pillar had a great game, 2-for-3 and great defense. He was responsible for both of those Rangers runs coming in, and it was great to see such an immediate impact from Kevin Pillar, who I think a lot of people fell in love with during spring training because, I mean, his story is just neat. His breakdown of that series against Toronto was bananas, and he's an easy guy to root for, so I thought that was a pretty neat way to start.
Oh yeah, let him get the first RBI of the for the Rangers. That was for the season. I really did appreciate that one for sure.
And I'm going to throw this out there because my three initial thoughts that I wrote down, like, complete overreactions. Although I think the second one might be right. The bullpen's going to stink. Evo is going to be badass, and Corey Seager is going to miss a good chunk of time again.
I mean, I don't think that's too bold, honestly. Did you get the feeling yesterday?
Why did you tell me I was wrong?
Did you get? Well, I'm sorry. When you're right, you're right, Kevin. You know, like that break. Did you get the feeling yesterday that Chris Young was satisfied with the bullpen, or that he's kind of still like, no, we're always looking for? Because I did feel that yesterday when he was like, it's my job to prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
And I think that you know, Teodo had options and was able to go back down and come back up. They're able to do some things with them, and they wanted to give the veterans the opportunity, because that's one thing I've always felt is that Bochy's like, I'll give veterans every opportunity to prove that they got it still. And then once if they have gassed out, then it's time for me to go find something else.
It's tough yesterday because outside of Luke Jackson, Garcia, Martin, and Armstrong were solid as a collective, and you could break them each down person by person, 2 2/3, 3 strikeouts, but also 2 walks, a hit, and a balk. And so it was fine. It was solid enough. And if not for the Jackson thing, then maybe you're like, hey, you know what? Nathan Eovaldi pitched 6 innings and we won in 9, or we won in 10 because the bullpen didn't give up any runs. And that's a whole different dynamic. But unfortunately, that's not the place we're at. So I can't necessarily take the appreciation for like, oh man, look what Martin did yesterday, or look what Armstrong did yesterday. Because I'm like, Garcia was a little bit shaky with the control as well. And then obviously Jackson gave up the home run. So I don't know, mixed bag. Well, not even a mixed bag. I'd be trending towards maybe not my favorite, but it was just game one.
Hey, for opening day, it was opening day. Really is about the buildup more than anything else, and you're hoping that you come away with one. But then as we said, the next day, what did Michael Young tell us? I almost liked day two more than day one because
it's about baseball.
Only about baseball. And so today, they'll get back out there later this evening right here on 105.3 The Fan, get their opportunity to finally get back to 500 for the first time this season.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to that
game.
And again, there are adjustments that Bochy will make from last night that he learned about his team, that maybe he'll look at the bullpen a little differently today. Because he did say yesterday, dude, he was on with Nadell and said, I'm about to go tell the guys, I'm about to bring my bullpen in and tell them in my office what's about to happen. They didn't know until before the game that that's how the line was going to go for those guys.
All right, I'm going to give you one fear-mongering and then something that will maybe make you laugh. We're only one game into the season, Corey, for the Rangers, but the Dodgers already have 3 more wins than us.
I know, man. It's wild. But they're in a different league.
That's
so
right.
We don't have to worry about them until the World Series.
From the 817, and maybe not even then, because let's trade Nico to the Dodgers, because then he will shock the world and trade us Ohtani and Sasaki for Luke Jackson.
I think the idea... The idea right now would be to trade Seager for Betts, right? Because he's lost the 25 pounds and he's in street clothes. Yeah. Like, that would be the idea there.
Okay.
For Wyatt Langford for Betts.
Oh,
right?
No.
Your future rising star.
We need to benefit from the trade this time.